It would be quite something for the BBC.
Hey China baby, you played too rough. You slapped 34 on him, now that ain't love. I gave you till Tuesday to say you're sorry, but guess what, sweetie, that ship sailed early. Don't cry on the trading floor, it's just diplomacy but hardcore. We talked to some countries, not all. Guess which empire won't get a call.
With a terror fever, turn it up some more. 50 on 34, now we're out on all fours. Don't need no trade talks, we just do the math. Take your mind sports, baby, feel my wrath. We got that terror fever, shaking every port. Seeking markets like it's a contact sport. Raise it high, spin that tax roulette. If you retaliate, I'll double the bet. Use next, oh don't look shocked. 10% for friendship, consider it doc. We're spreading love like a steel-toed boot. Global harmony in a tailored suit. Every deficit's a dagger to my pride, so I'll fix it with some duties on the side. Who needs allies when you've got the vibe? Just me, my posts, and my 40 tribe. Yeah, it's terror fever, truth posted loud. Dancing through the trade war, feeling proud. Markets crash, that's just the sound of greatness echoing around. And on a 4%, maybe that's how we roll. Every import tax like rookie roll. So grab your goods and say goodbye. We're sanctioning the world tonight.
This isn't a tantrum, it's strategic performance art. We're liberating your exports through your control. And hey, if your economy collapses, that just means I'm wanting harder.
We've got tariff fever rising with the moon. Trade talks canceled, no reply soon. So let's all dance to the price of bread and spin these sanctions till we're dead. 104%, baby, that's the deal. When feelings are facts and pain is real, we're making history one post at a time. Now hit that beat and tax the rhyme. Hit that beat and tax the rhyme.
This isn't a tantrum, it's strategic performance art. We're liberating your exports from your control. And hey, if your economy collapses, that just means I'm winning harder.
We got the terror fever rising with the moon. Trade talks canceled, no reply soon. So let's all dance to the price of bread and spin these sanctions till we're dead. 104%, baby, that's the deal. When feelings are facts and pain is real, we're making history one post at a time. Now hit that beat and tax the rhyme. And tax the rhyme.
After all, come on, Baba. You don't give up. Not you. You keep at it, come what may. Remember British grit?
That seems ages ago now.
Dresden, 1910. You and Mums, you were 17 and May 19.
It was funny, though. How you'd always had one of your premonitions that someday I would cut my thumb.
So you see, Doctor, she was cutting a bread roll and the knife slipped and they're on at the Opera House in half an hour.
Yeah. Oh, dear, dear, dear. My poor, you are the cellistine.
Yes.
And so the thumb is rather, oh, very important.
Yes.
I'm afraid it needs a few stitches. Now, let me see. Oh, I have needles but no thread. What can we use?
Oh, I have some thread that I use for sewing on buttons. Will that do?
It will have to do.
Oh, dear. There you are.
Thank you. Now, young lady, be brave.
Oh,
very brave. Can you touch the cello?
Oh!
Oh, it's burst open. Oh, what a pity. And of course you can't tear the plaster, so it means sewing deeper.
Oh.
Sir Shad, can you bear it?
Yes.
You're sure you can go through with it?
Yes.
Come on, darling. Here's your dress. Oh, my... Poor darling, don't shake so. We'll never get you done up. And you played brilliantly, and the hall echoed with calls of bravo and British grit.
Mm.
If you didn't give up then, you won't now.
Mm. That, Mother, I got through by concentrating utterly and staunching the blood in the tooties.
Baba, oh, Baba, come quickly.
It's Mr. Reith from the British Broadcasting Company, Savoy Hill.
Oh.
Mr. Eckersley's coming down to do a trial, and if the Nightingale sings, they're going to do the broadcast.
Hooray!
Oh, darling!
Baba, I've always known music brings forth lunatics, but this is worse than usual. I mean, there are two huge lorries at the gate, and wherever you look, there are men creeping around the undergrowth, popping up at intervals, scaring the animals. And my dear girl, no one can get in or out of the front door. Another group's taken over the porch and filled it with microphones and machines and goodness knows what.
And there are drums of cable all over the garden.
Yes.
You have to be careful where you walk.
But it's exciting, isn't it? Listen to what it says in the Daily Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday, in the Surrey Woods, the BBC will make an effort to broadcast the Nightingale to all parts of the country. No guarantee is given that the Nightingales will rise to the occasion.
That's what I'm afraid of.
You'll be all right.
Ah, Colonel, what? Mrs. Harrison.
Oh.
Let me introduce Captain West.
How do you do?
Mr. Eckersley, Captain West, how are you progressing?
I think we're almost ready.
Amazing. Is she to sit here? I mean, do explain the procedure.
Oh, yes, sir. Of course, you're an engineer.
Oh, was, dear boy, was. 20 years in India as head of the College of Sappers and Miners at Roorkee, then in command of the Home Battalion of the REs at Chatham. But that's in the past. Now, what of all this? I mean, is this the microphone?
Yes. Oh, don't go too near,
what?
Sir. The magnets inside will stop your watch.
Oh, good Lord.
Most of our equipment is over there in the little thatched summer house.
Right.
We've put this microphone as near to the nest as possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very sensitive magnetophone microphone, a big contraption, I'm afraid, commonly known as the meat safe.
Oh, yes.
But it's quite good, very good, in fact, so long as there's not too much wind blowing.
And now that they've got it in place, maybe you, Miss Harrison, would like, please, to proceed to the chair we've placed here in the ditch?
Yes, yes, do please begin to play, just as you did last night. As soon as we pick up the bird song, a red light will glow, you see, over there, like a lighted cigarette. Now, that signal will mean that you and the Nightingale are coming through together.
It is fascinating. But my dear boy, how does the sound reach London?
We've got portable amplifiers in the summer house.
Oh, I see.
As soon as the signal comes through clearly, we amplify it and relay it by landlines to the two thence to be broadcast simultaneously to all stations and the waiting thousands. Now, if you don't mind, Miss Harrison, we'd better get you installed.
Oh, it's getting chilly. Don't catch cold, dear. Give her your coat, John.
Put it on, Baba.
Thank you, Daddy.
And good luck.
Pipes are calling all down the glen.
Oh, I do need some luck. Where are you, Nightingales? Every night you've joined in the minute I started to play. And now I'm sitting here in my best concert frock and father's old coat. The biggest audience I've had in my life out there waiting. And I'm getting worried. Worried that the whole thing is going to go badly wrong. Oh, goodness. I'll never grumble about ordinary stage fright again. Compared with this, how I normally feel before a concert is quite pleasant. And at least it passes off as soon as I begin to play. Whereas now, the more I play, the worse I feel. Look, you birds, I'm doing my best. What's wrong with you? Maybe you don't like this music. Right, I'll try something else. People out there waiting. Mm-hmm.
be so little news. Perhaps I may make the occasion an excuse for a kind of summing up. I have attempted during the past months to give...
Good. The reception's much better. If it's going to work, it won't be long now. Have you got the book?
Here it is.
Good. Now, listen, my boy, this is a historic event. If it comes to pass and the nightingale does sing, you'll remember this night all your life. So to get us in the appropriate mood, we're going to read a great and beautiful poem, Ode to a Nightingale by John Keats. Do you know it?
No, Uncle.
Well, you listen. My heart aches and a drowsy numbness pains my sense, as though of hemlock I had drunk, or emptied some dull opiate to the drains. 1 minute passed, and Lethe wards had sunk. 'Tis not through envy of thy happy lot, but being too happy in thine happiness, that thou, light-winged dryad of the trees, in some melodious plot of beechen green and shadows numberless, singest of summer in full-throated ease.
And my back is aching, and my legs going to sleep. Yet I dare not move, and I dare not stop. What if they don't sing? I daren't think of it. After all I told Mr. Reith. And it's no one's fault but my own. Why did I ever want to do this idiotic thing? Why?
Here, in this lovely setting at Oxted in Surrey,
it is David.
The home of Miss Harrison, the well-known cellist, we hope very soon to bring to you the moment...
I think it's coming through, he's talking about it.
Good. It is spring night down here in Surrey. The house is a wonderful 16th century half-timbered building and is surrounded by large beds of tulips, reds and golds, which present a gorgeous blaze. A while ago, we heard the blackbirds sing their evening songs and watched the sun set behind the woods, flushing the sky with a glorious blaze of golden light. Now, here in the woods of Foyle Riding, the scent of bluebells fills the air. Venus is setting, and the moon is... And quite close, the brilliant Jupiter is rising through fleecy clouds in the east. We wait as Miss Harrison... continues to play for the song
the air.
Of the night.
Okay, he's off. What's the matter? I went to check that cable, and you'll never guess what I've just tripped over. Only a brigade of blooming tortoises crossing the lawn.
Yeah, it's a rum place, all right. Oh. I looked in one window over at the house, and blow me if I didn't see a monkey looking out.
You're sure it wasn't a reflection?
All going well over here, boys? West, that sounded fine from this end.
Good.
Now let's hope it's all coming through. If we get a signal that the bird is singing, one of you must run down to the forge.
Yes, sir.
The old boy there has a set tuned in, and you can listen in to see how it sounds. We don't want to keep troubling the family over at the house.
Oh, it feels as though I've been here all night. Oh, birds, why do you persist in remaining silent? Is it just to drive me crazy? Usually you're singing your hearts out ages before this. Oh, come on. Hurry!
Patience, my young lady, patience. Nothing good comes quickly. You feel a year is long to work on one concerto. But no, if we worked 10 years on the Dvořák, we could still find new problems. You, my young Beatrice, must play like a man, but without losing the tenderness and grace of a woman. Never say I cannot get this tone. Always say, I will.
I will make it work. I will.
What's that noise?
Oh. I better go and see what's happened.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Oh, goodness, the red light came on. But the nightingale hasn't sung. I wonder what's gone wrong.
Miss Harrison. Miss Harrison. False alarm, I'm afraid. We got a signal through, don't know what it could be. It sounded like someone sawing wood.
Sawing wood? Is that what my playing's come to?
Captain West. Captain West.
What is it? Well, they've solved the mystery. It was just two rabbits gnawing the cable.
Oh.
Don't worry. Just keep playing.
Just keep playing. This is awful. What can have happened to the birds? What possessed me to go ahead with this ridiculous idea? How stupid I'll look if nothing happens. Just when my career was going so well, I deliberately make a monumental idiot of myself. How I hate feeling a fool. Not that it will be the first time.
Madam Melba, I wondered whether it would be convenient to present myself to you before the performance.
Ah, you're the young cellist, then. My supporting artist. I suppose you'd better come in.
It is indeed an honour for me to tour Canada and America with you, Madam Melba.
Miss Harrison, enchanted. Let me look at you. Yes, they said you were a pretty little thing. So you'll open the programme for me. I must say, I think you put yourself at a disadvantage with such an instrument. So big, so ungainly, and so very unfeminine. Still, you play well, and will do to prepare the public for my performance. It's most important that they are receptive. The audience must be in the mood to like me.
Oh, madam, they do, they do. They must really love you. Such a thing anywhere before. In fact, I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen with my own eyes such proof of devotion.
Proof of devotion? What can you mean?
Didn't you know? As I came into the theatre, I saw it. Girls are strewing the floor with flowers for you to walk on. I saw them. Baskets of lilies, roses, all scattered on the floor. That is real devotion.
Oh, you little fool. Where are your brains? Don't you know I pay for that myself? Wherever I go. It's money well spent, believe me. Little fool. You'll learn.
And the little fool grew into a big one. Oh, I'm so uncomfortable sitting all crooked like this. What made them put this chair half in and half out of the ditch? It's about the most awkward way of playing a cello one could think of. And I'm starving, and my stomach's rumbling. I just hope that isn't broadcast. And how I'd love to stop for a cup of tea. Oh, come on, come on. Please sing for me, nightingales. Don't let me down. You don't know how important it is. I only want to share you.
Just come to see if the microphone's still in position.
ever stopped.
Oh, goodness mine, the donkey, Jerry. Oh, you poor man. Are you all right? Did he tread on you? He's only a baby donkey.
He kicked me. And he's knocked against the microphone. There'll be hell to pay if that's damaged. Let me look. Right. Oh, it seems all right. I must go back and check. Little devil.
I'm so sorry. I did tell them to lock him up.
You just keep on playing, miss.
Are you sure they're going to sing together, Uncle? This bird and this lady playing?
Oh, no, lad, it's an experiment never been done before. We can't be sure. That's the fun of it. You don't know what'll come through. Reminds me of that seance your auntie's mum took us to. But, lad, if they do sing, we'll be ready. Now, you read a verse.
I cannot see what flowers are at my feet, nor what soft incense hangs upon the bough. But in embalmed darkness, guess each sweet well the season.
Oh, you're getting tired, lad. Yeah, I've made us a nice cup of cocoa. Then maybe you'd better get up to bed. It's hours past your bedtime.
Oh, no, Uncle. Please let me stay up, please. I do want to hear the nightingale.
Well, maybe just a little longer.
Uncle, when can I start to make my own crystal set? You said soon.
Yes, I've got everything ready, lad. We'll do it at the weekend. It's the best thing a boy can do. As a wireless hobbyist, I've learnt something new every hour I've listened in. Yeah, I'll start yours on Saturday. Wireless, it's a mind builder, a thought trainer. It's the best toy a boy can have. Almost a miracle. Have you ever thought, music, when soft voices die, vibrates in the memory? But where on earth does music go when you switch off to hello?
Did you really meet my auntie at a wireless listening party?
Did she tell you that?
Yeah.
No, but I popped the question at a Riverside radio party. I borrowed a wonderful set. A portable Etherphone 5. Four-valve tuner, receiver and power amplifier combined. What a night that was. Lovely and warm down by the river, even after the sun had set. And the air was full of the scent of fresh air. The moonrise, we counted the stars, and we danced and danced to the music. Unforgettable. And the reception was perfect.
Reception's good, but I'm sorry to say it's still only the dance band.
Mr. Eckersley said they'll interrupt at the moment.
Every night they've trilled away without a care the minute they heard
us in the garden. The men and the equipment have put them off. Birds are shy little things.
Do you think they might have flown right away?
Well, they're nesting, so I doubt that they'll have flown right
Don't
away.
Don't worry. It will work. I've got a feeling.
You're lucky. I feel more and more hopeless the longer this goes on.
So do I. It's getting terribly
late. Oh, poor Bubba. She must be freezing cold. I expect she regrets ever getting mixed up in this circus.
Oh, no, John. Nothing venture, nothing dare. Bubba knows that. She always had little. She did something far worse, John. Yes. She dared Bubba to get the whole band out of step. So as they marched past, Bubba, the little fiend, darted out.
Oh, yes. Could I ever forget it? I could hardly believe my eyes. Not my dear little daughter. She almost pushed two bandsmen right over.
What a little horror. Who would have believed that Bubba would do something like that?
And the sergeant major just picked her up, tucked her under his arm and carried on marching as though nothing had happened.
And I pretended not to see. Oh, certainly not. I tried to forget it.
But Bubba won her shilling.
How long do you think this can go on?
Well, it can't be much longer, for sure. Station goes off the air at 11:10.
The old man will be disappointed.
It's always a risk, you knew that.
It's her I feel sorry for.
Not Miss H. Yeah, she set such store by it.
The ruddy birds did join in last night at the trial run. Sang their little hearts out. I can't understand it.
Yeah, it's a pity. Someone had better go and tear the pack up.
Who?
Well, I'd better not leave the equipment, just in case.
Oh, I see. Thanks. I've got to do it. All right. I'll go. Miss Harrison, I'm sorry, but we'll really have to give up. Time's running out.
Yes, I know. It didn't work. I'll come in.
Look, I know you're disappointed. Don't be too upset.
No, I'll be all right. Just give me a few more minutes.
Yes, of course.
Oh, God. I suppose I'll have to go and face everybody. In a minute. I'll just get my courage up. Look, you silly birds, how lovely the garden is in the moonlight. How delicious the smell of the early roses. The Gloire de Dijon, planted by my mother specially because dear Delius loved it so. And what fills his music through and through? Skies, clouds, and bird song. But that is nature. The whole point of nature is that there is nothing man can do to influence its moods. So, I'll give in gracefully. Decided to sing. And the red light is glowing. It's happening. We're being broadcast.
Sir, the signal.
This is it, men. It's going through. At the 11th hour, almost literally. Off you go to the forge.
Right, sir.
West.
Right.
West. Over to you, West.
And at last, we can interrupt the Savoy Orpheans to relay to you from the Surrey garden of Miss Beatrice Harrison for the first time, the song of a wild bird.
Uncle! Uncle!
There. Just listen to that.
Oh, Uncle Fred! And girls sing with a cello!
Well?
Perfect. I ran all the way down to Mr. Martin at the forge, and it's coming through on his set clear as a bell. It's a marvel, sir. Hearing the bird. Why, it even took my breath away.
Well done, boys. It's a triumph!
From the Evening Standard. The country is deeply divided today, the wireless and those who did not. Today, middle-aged city men found it impossible to attend to
business. Nightingale broadcast heard by millions of people.
Relayed to Liverpool and Manchester.
In the northeast of Scotland heard the Nightingale from the Surrey Woods.
Heard in Swansea.
Heard in Paris.
Heard in Barcelona.
Heard as far away as Hungary.
It may interest you to know that my wife and I and two friends listened in on Monday evening. I've only a small homemade crystal set with two pairs of earphones. We heard the bird very distinctly. Also your cello accompaniment. Twice we heard the to-woo of midnight owls, the barking of dogs, apparently too.
Madam, will you please accept the humble thanks of a Liverpool postman and his mother? For one day Liverpool forgot tragedy.
Blutanja hande, ebbes hande, blutanja hande, ebbes hande,
profiteurs! Weg uit onze stad! Oorlogprofiteurs! Weg uit onze stad!
Politics, cricket and horse racing.
My daughter, having retired somewhat early to a camp bed in the garden, asked me to put up a loudspeaker. Atmospherics had spoiled reception of a pianist touched on at the time announced, but the Savoy bands were still going on. At last, the nightingale was announced, and your bird song came through loud and clear. No sooner had your bird struck up than a nightingale in our garden answered it.
My dear Colonel, although I have not the pleasure of your acquaintance, may I congratulate your household on a very excellent experiment. Our loudspeaker recorded the sounds perfectly, and the birds seemed to be in the very anteroom itself. We are stationed in Loch Swilly, in Free State territory.
We were listening by means of a very, very good crystal set. It was a dull, wet night without the house. We heard Captain West describe sunset and moonrise as he had seen them in Surrey, and were transported in spirit to your beautiful garden. One realised that there were listeners in the remote Shetlands, Scandinavia, and dwellers amidst our great towns who cannot hear the birds sing naturally. You, who were so favoured, were kind enough to share that pleasure and add romance by playing your cello. And we appreciate it.
The response to this broadcast was so overwhelming that the experiment was repeated a few weeks later in June 1924, when the birds responded more quickly and even more melodiously. Thereafter, the broadcast became a popular annual fixture, the BBC continuing to record the nightingales each spring from Beatrice Harrison's garden for the next 12 years. She became a household name and received over 50,000 fan letters from all over the world, some simply addressed to the Lady of the Nightingales, England.
The Cello and the Nightingale was written by Patricia Cleveland Peck. Beatrice was played by Diana Quick. Mrs. Harrison was played by Maxine Audley. Colonel Harrison by Garrard Green. Captain West by Geoffrey Whitehead. Mr. Eckersley and Elgar by Jonathan Adams. And Rex Palmer by Peter Penry Jones. The list.
come on.
Come on.